Welcome to the Align Podcast. I'm your host, Brianna, the owner and founder of Align Consulting. This podcast was created as an avenue to dive deeper into topics that help align core values and how to pursue things that serve you, how to create or expand your current network, and receive new ideas to create paradigm shifts in your thought processes. I have intentionally made the length of these to be around 10 minutes, the time it takes to commute to your favorite coffee shop or brush your teeth and get dressed for the day, hopefully without too much interruption. In the spirit of March and St. Patty's Day right around the corner, I thought I would share some golden nuggets of wisdom that have impacted my life over the years. So often in our day-to-day lives, we are imparted with knowledge and wisdom from those around us, whether it be our parents growing up, teachers, coaches, friends, mentors, etc., that it falls on deaf ears or we dismiss the value until we are in a situation where we are reminded of what we've heard repeatedly. Today, I'm going to share a few of my own that maybe have impacted or influenced you as well. Feel free to share some of your thoughts or golden nuggets on my social media pages that others might learn from as well. The first one is, we live life forward, but we understand it backwards. This seems to be an appropriate one to start with, as its literal message is what I'm here to deliver to you today. Each day, you are aging and each number that year increases. We are in a daily movement forward, yet we don't always see or understand what we are going through in our present circumstances. Whether things are going exceptionally well, not so great, or we are in the pit of despair, oftentimes things will not make sense until we are through it and much farther removed. Like you, I can look back many times on my life when I was going through a rough time, whether it be emotionally, financially, physically, or in between jobs or relationships, that I had no idea why certain people weren't there for me or fell to the wayside. I could look at job opportunities that never came to pass, which allowed me to open new doors, or a house that I desperately wanted that fell through so I could find the perfect one. Some friendships dissipated so that more authentic and true ones could emerge. The benefits of living life forward and understanding it backward is that it reminds us that everything comes to pass and there's always a lesson to be learned. Growth doesn't happen immediately or overnight, and we are a constant work in progress. It's okay to pivot direction in your life and take risks, as you may not know the outcome, but eventually things will align and make sense. Number two, don't take advice from people you wouldn't trade places with. There is another saying that I correlate with this golden nugget, and that is, you cannot teach what you do not know, and you cannot lead where you do not go. Have you ever noticed the first people that want to tell you how to run a business, parent your children, get in shape, spend or save money are usually the ones who aren't doing any of it themselves? I cannot think of one time in my past in which a multimillionaire came up to me and gave me the blueprint to also make millions. Or the fittest person in the gym offered me an opportunity to work out with them. I don't recall a time when someone noticed a better way to run my business, call me on the phone, and offer to help make it run more efficiently or gain more clients that was simultaneously running their own successful business. Why is that? 99 times out of 100 is because those who are doing are in the arena with you. They aren't the spectators in the stands shouting down to you on the field, telling you how to play the game. Every single time I have leveled up in my life is because I sought out the advice of people that I wanted to emulate in a way that they knew more than I did or had something I wanted to do, and that never came without a cost. Those who have done the work are qualified to coach and teach. Those who have figured out 200 ways to do it wrong and the one way to get it right have earned the esteem of not handing out free information to everyone who wants a shortcut. Those you want to trade places with are not readily available to you with their time or talents, and their advice is worthy of chasing. This is not to say that every successful person is not willing to help others. Quite the opposite. Successful people are usually very willing to help and inspire those around them, but they are not looking to expend energy where it is wasted. Pay attention to the next time someone offers unsolicited advice if they are someone you would like to be more like. Or the next time you go seeking advice, are you looking to be affirmed in your current situation with people in your same boat? Or are you going in the direction where those have gone before you that have legitimate advice to give? The last one, Tough times don't last, tough people do. It's safe to say the last several years have been challenging in ways we have never experienced before. The pandemic shifted the ways in which we communicated, worked, and even participated in social activities, or lack thereof. On the flip side, there were many businesses that started in 2020 and are still thriving today. People who were forced out of their comfort zones and pivoted directions in order to make ends meet. And some who discovered new hobbies or interests they wouldn't have otherwise. If you ask your parents or even grandparents if they're still living about the last 70 to 100 years, I'm sure they are full of stories of economic times that were in a downturn, unemployment, cost of living, and uncertainty of their future outlook. The resounding message in all of the ebbs and flows of time and challenges is how we cope with situations and how we choose to look at them. Coping skills are the strategies and techniques that individuals will use to manage stress, adversity, or challenging situations effectively. These skills encompass a broad range of actions and behaviors, including mindfulness practices, relaxation techniques, problem-solving abilities, seeking social support, and engaging in hobbies or activities that provide a sense of fulfillment. Developing strong coping skills can enhance resilience, promote emotional well-being, and empower individuals to navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease. By cultivating these skills, people can better cope with the inevitable stressors and setbacks they encounter, leading to improved mental and emotional health. The key to all of this is to take action that doesn't lead to destruction in trying times. Everything eventually comes to pass, good and bad. I hope you have enjoyed the podcast today and will benefit from these golden nugget reminders. Feel free to share it with someone who could also benefit. And if you feel so inclined to leave a 5-star review on Spotify, this helps me to reach more people. Until next time.